can you talk a little bit about the run your team put together in front of the conference championship? Nice win at Purdue, and then a nice win out in Ohio leading into the conference.
Yeah, as a program, you always want to build momentum at the right time of year. We always talk about hitting our standard and getting our games to a level where if you hit your standard, it'll be competitive at the correct time of year. And I think we worked hard this winter. We practiced, we prepared, we got better individually and came together as a team. And I think all spring we got better. If you look at our record ever since January, we got a little bit better every month and had some good finishes. And then we played pretty solid the last three events of the year, like you mentioned, at Purdue and Ohio State and then at the Big Ten Championships.
Well, Mike, over the years, your teams have had great upperclassmen, junior and senior leadership, and it looks like one of your seniors, Adrian Dumont DeChassart, has really stepped up here for you the last couple of weeks.
Well, he has. Him and Tommy Cool both. Obviously, Adrian was the Big Ten Player of the Year this year, a second time he's gotten that award. And both those players have announced recently that they're going to come back for their fifth year COVID year next year. So it's encouraging to think that kind of got that off their plate. They're excited to be a part of the program still and continue their time at Illinois. And they've kind of relaxed a little bit and just gotten better. And Adrian is, probably surely get first or second team All-American. And he's had a really, really strong year.
Well, you had to feel pretty good about things then as you headed into the conference championship down at the French Lick Resort. And maybe you got off to a little slower start than you wanted, but it looked like on day two and day three, all of your guys really dug in, and you had to grind out the another conference championship win.
Yeah, that was not the start we wanted, being 10 shots down after the first round. But Michigan State's a good team, well coached, and they played hard. Adrian shoots 64, 8 under the first round, has a big lead individually, and we're 10 shots back. So that wasn't a good start for our guys. I think it was a wake-up call, and they knew that without Adrian that day, they might be out of the tournament. So him kept keeping us in it, and then the second day they came out and total team effort, and we moved up, to got within one shot, made up 9 shots on Michigan State the second round, and then the third round was anybody's ball game with the conditions as tough as they were and the wind as tough as it was, and we just outlasted the weather and outlasted the competition to barely win.
Coach, this run of conference championships, how much does that mean to you, and how much does it mean to the guys on the team? I'm sure they all nobody wants to be the team that ends that streak.
That's right. I think it means a lot to everybody. I mean, it's a symbol that you've worked hard, you've come together, you've gotten better, you're competitive at the right time of year. To me personally, it means that we have continue to have a program, and 12 out of 13 years to win the Big Ten championship, and that's some good longevity. I know the guys in the past, some of our All-Americans and tour players, reach back and kind of joke with the kids, "Hey, you can keep the streak going, aren't you?" And so there's a little bit of added pressure and tension on the team for them to fight through those expectations of all this streak of 7 in a row, and like I said, 12 out of 13, to put that behind them and come out and play for themselves, their own identity. We talked about that last week, about this team that needs to play for itself and needs to play for each other and its own identity, not the teams in the past, but when they do win, they'll be a part of that past and that history. And it all worked out well, and I know the guys are very proud of it, but now they're excited about the NCAAs.
Yeah, well, tell us about the regionals, where you're going, where you're playing, and I know there's another streak on the line. You want to keep it going and get back to the national championship.
Yeah, that's right, Rory. It's we're second in the nation right now with 13 straight NCAA final appearances. Texas has 14. We have 13. So we want to keep that going. But again, we have to have the same mindset we had at the Big Ten Championship. And we'll be going out to Yale next week for the NCAA regionals. Strong field, a lot of these good top East Coast teams. Yeah, Southeastern mid-majors are going to be there. And 5 teams advance out of 14, I believe. And hopefully we'll make it back out to Greyhawk and give it another run.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. And I just hope when you get out to Yale, you get to play in some better weather than what we've had around here lately.
Oh, it's
been terrible.
Man. I tell these guys on the team, it's normally not like this, guys. It's usually a little bit nicer, but it's just cold and wet all spring.